From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Slate's Dahlia Lithwick on the law and Terri Schiavo. That's our lead today. The controversy surrounding the brain-damaged Florida woman. Early this morning, President Bush signed legislation that would allow a federal judge to intervene. Now a court in Tampa, Florida, must decide whether to reinsert the feeding tube that has kept Ms. Schiavo alive. Day to Day's Eric Weiner reports.
It was an extraordinary session of Congress held on Palm Sunday and marked by heated debate. On the one side were those such as Arizona Republican Trent Franks, who argued that Congress has a moral obligation to save Terri Schiavo's life.
If we as a nation subject her to the torture and agony of starving and thirsting to death while her brother, her mother, and her father are forced to watch, we will scar our own souls.
But others, such as Oregon Democrat David Wu, argued that Congress was setting a dangerous precedent by intruding into what is essentially a private matter.
By forcing this vote through Congress, the Republican leadership is demonstrating that no bedroom in America and no hospital room in this land is beyond the reach and power of this federal government. And this is wrong.
In the end, the legislation designed to prolong Terri Schiavo's life passed easily. Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert made the announcement.
The vote on this bill is 203 yeas, 58 nays, two-thirds of those present having voted in the affirmative. The rules are suspended. The bill is passed. And without objection, the motion reconsiders laid upon the table.
President Bush signed the bill into law shortly after 1 a.m. In a statement, the president vowed to, quote, stand on the side of those defending life for all Americans, including those with disabilities. The law gives Schiavo's parents the right to file suit in federal court, and that's exactly what they did. They asked a judge for an emergency injunction to reinsert the feeding tube and keep their daughter alive. The lawsuit alleges that Terri Schiavo's constitutional rights have been violated. It claims her religious beliefs were not taken into account. She is a Roman Catholic, and the Pope has said that people in her condition should be given food and sustenance to keep them alive. At a news conference, Schiavo's sister, Suzanne Vittadamo, welcomed news of this latest development.
And we're very hopeful that the federal courts will follow the will of Congress and save my sister's life.
Terri Schiavo suffered severe brain damage in 1990 when her heart stopped beating, an incident possibly brought on by bulimia, an eating disorder. Court-appointed doctors say Schiavo is in a persistent vegetative state with no cognitive ability and no hope for recovery. Her parents disagree with that diagnosis. They say she is responsive and could improve with therapy. For years, state courts have consistently sided with Schiavo's husband, Michael, and ordered the feeding tube removed. Speaking on CBS's The Early Show, Michael Schiavo had this to say about the latest congressional action.
I applaud the people that stood up and did get the facts about this and were opposed to the bill. Mr. Tom DeLay has never once looked into anything. He was listening to one side of the story, and that's the problem here.
Meanwhile, Terri Schiavo has gone nearly 3 days without food or water. Doctors say she could linger for a week or two. Plenty of time for more battles in a case that has divided a family and the nation. Eric Weiner, NPR News.